Another road trip where the Raptors disappointed. Let's talk about it. This is Hoop Talks. Welcome back, you guys. I'm your host, Noor Zainab, next to Jelani Goodridge-Reed and Justin Pooney. The Raptors are not giving us much to work with. So first things first, we'll look at the Raptors' road trip, how they fared, what they did, and what could have been done better. And then we'll look at the Raptors taking on the Nuggets tonight ahead of their homestand against the Timberwolves and the Thunder. And by the end of it, we'll talk about the sweethearts of the NBA right now, Mr. Sacramento Kings, the Light the Beam City, Jelani's favorite team. We actually have an insider here. He'll let us know how the team's looking, what their playoff expectations are going to be like, everything. But guys, first things first, the Raptors ended up losing to the LA Lakers. That's the first time since April of 2022 where two Raptors have simultaneously scored more than 30 points on the team, and they lost that one. That's a problem.
Yep.
What did the Raptors not do against this LeBron-less Lakers, by the way?
Yeah. They let D'Angelo Russell get ice in his veins.
Yeah, bro.
D'Angelo Russell went off on Friday night. You see he pulled up. That's the confidence he was playing. He just pulled up from three.
Yeah.
Right? The Raptors let D'Angelo Russell get whatever shot he wanted, take advantage of that defense. Well, the lack of defense the Raptors showed, especially in that fourth quarter. This road trip, I think the overarching and encompassing theme of it has been they got off to good starts in pretty much every game, but they couldn't finish games. And how are you going to win in the NBA if you can't finish games?
I don't know.
I have no idea. The fact of the matter is this. The Toronto Raptors cannot be successful until they learn how to play in winning time. There's a great documentary by Reggie Miller, ESPN 30 for 30. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend
Please
you check
watch it.
Out. It's called Winning Time, and it's the difference, what separates the pretenders from the contenders. How you perform in crunch time, when the game's on the line, when the game is tight. And the Raptors have been in a bunch of tight games lately, and the Raptors have proved they are pretenders because they cannot come up big when it matters the most. They spoiled a great performance by OG Anunoby. Gary Trent, minus 27. What are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to be a starter on this team, and you're putting up that type of stat line? Come on. Scottie Barnes had a very good game. And look, Fred VanVleet, again, rough shooting night, only 8 points. The Raptors, that was rough.
Jelani, where did the Raptors go wrong on this road trip? Because it's not just the Lakers. It was the Clippers. Yeah. It was the Nuggets. And as Justin said, it was a recurring theme of where they seemed to have hot starts, but it ended up just not having a closeout.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. Okay, because you start this road trip in Washington, remember, and the first meeting with Washington wasn't pretty, the way that we finished that one.
Ugly.
And then we needed like a few shots from deep, from Fred to win the other game, right, in Washington. So that was a tough battle. At least we got one. We needed one of those. But going to the West, right, you're playing all these contenders, right? You're playing these teams that are also playing for something, just like you. So these are playoff games now. This is playoff season now for the Raptors, right? And to me, what I saw during this stretch of games was a team that, again, like Justin pointed out, they just don't know how to finish. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, because the first three quarters, for the most part, the Raptors play pretty good basketball. And then when it matters most, like we were up five going into that fourth quarter against the Lakers, you would think that, you know, coming off of a good third quarter that you get it done. No, they did not get it done. So for me, as a fan of this team, what I watched was a team that just lacked defense. Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, Mr. Dennis Schroeder, they looked like the Showtime Lakers out there. Why is that? 61-12? Are you kidding me? The bench did not get off the bus. Okay, I think the bench was still chilling at Venice Beach.
They didn't show up.
The bench was still at Venice Beach. They were hanging out, all right? They were trying to look at the Hollywood sign or whatever because they weren't there. They were not at Crypto. They were not at Crypto. 61-12. Okay, remember the days of the Raptors bench actually setting the record for most bench points. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, those days are long gone.
The one thing I will say is, like, I understand this was the game, I think, out of all the other ones they could have won. It's the LA Lakers without LeBron.
They could have won every game, though.
They should have, but this is the game that on paper they should have won regardless. You're going against the Clippers and Nuggets, but this is the Lakers. You're supposed to win that game. But the only leeway I can give them here is the fact that this was Russell's first couple games back with the lineup, right? Now, it's really hard to game plan for a team that you don't know who they have, what those products look like on a new team, and how does Nick Nurse plan for that. Does that mean the players have to be better? 1,000%, absolutely. But that's also why I'm looking at someone like Pascal Siakam, because in the last five games on this road trip, he hasn't been himself. We've had a lack of productivity and offensively, defensively from a lot of guys, but Pascal Siakam on the season right now is averaging 24 points. The past five games on this road trip, 15.8 points, 5.8 rebounds, 5 assists on 42% shooting. He failed to get to the line on two of those five games. And in those three remaining games, only got there 9 times. Which, by the way, if you want to factor in, usually he's averaging 7.4 free throw attempts per game. So we haven't seen an aggressive Pascal Siakam. Why is that?
He's a superstar, right? He's a superstar, right?
Star.
Sorry, the biggest road trip of the biggest road trip of the season. 15.8 points a game.
That's not good enough.
What?
That's not
superstar?
Good enough.
Come on, man. I said it before. Like, if you prove me wrong,
you want it to be top five. Justin.
Put this. I don't know if I'm saying top five. Show me you're a guy that can carry a team. You want to be that guy that gets a supermax deal. I didn't see a supermax.
Was this the last
right
stretch
there.
For the Raptor fans, Jelani?
Like, okay, as a fan myself, from what I saw, I cannot trust this team to win consecutive games. I just can't, because if you're talking about playing, right? First of all, yes, we were on the road. So you want to be like, okay, let's play at home. Maybe it's going to be easier. No, it's not. All right? Because I've seen it all year long. This is a 500, not even 500 team, right? So they win one and then they lose one. So let's say that they do make the play-in. Let's say that they don't manage to get a 7 or 8. You're going to be on the road. Are you going to trust the Raptors to really come through in that situation? I don't know about that, okay? So what I'm saying to myself is they got to fix it up, right? But the thing is, the other thing is that every time we come on this show, every time Raptors Twitter be talking after a loss, it's like, don't worry, there's an upcoming stretch. We're running out of games, guys. We're running out of games. There's like 14, 13 games left. We need to fix up right now, or should have fixed up already.
They just are who they are.
They are who they are.
Just kept saying throughout the time where it's like, oh yeah, well maybe this stretch, maybe this homestand, maybe this West Coast trip, maybe having Pirtle come in, maybe all those things will be a factor. But we just haven't seen that. And as you said, at what point do you look at the team and you're like, well, maybe they just are their record at this point.
They're running out of time.
We established what happened on this road trip. Stay tuned for what the Raptors can do on this homestand against the Nuggets tonight. So we've established the dreadful West Coast road trip. We'll talk about the NBA sweethearts, Sacramento Kings up next, but for right now, the Raptors do have a couple games happening, unfortunately, for Raptor fans. The Raptors playing Toronto, though. They're going to have a couple home games. We're going to start off with the Nuggets tonight, take on the Thunder, and then the Timberwolves right afterwards. But first things first, the Raptors take on Nikola Jokic. They took him on a couple days ago.
20-point game. Pirtle is the biggest difference for this Raptor team.
Reggie Jackson now.
We saw some stories. Shot
in Denver. We saw him on a Monday.
Bam, the corner three.
It's good. Timeout.
Ty Lue. Beat the Nuggets at home tonight, you guys.
They're going to need to play just as well as they played it in Denver last week. And that's a tall order because they played very well. That's the best game I've seen them play in a very long time. They held Nikola Jokic to near triple-double, but it was 17 points. And, you know, they were in prime position to win that game. Of course, Scott Foster stepped in. And then, you know, they fell apart in the fourth quarter again. Yeah. But look, if the Raptors want to win this game, they're going to need their bench to show up. Simple as 16 that.
16 to 12 in
16
LA.
16 to 12. Really? 61 to 12, whatever it was, right? Gary Trent's going to have to show up. And I do feel that bench players and role players and shooters play better at home because they know the court better, more, you know, it's a less hostile environment, right? So I do suspect that they'll shoot the ball hopefully better. But how are you going to stop Nikola Jokic? Are you going to stop him twice in or hold him twice in under a week? I don't know. That's a very tall order. Jamal Murray went off last week as well. You're going to have to watch him. Of course, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon. Reggie Jackson's not playing bad as well. Look, they got a squad in Denver. They're the best team in the West for a reason. Probably the best team in the NBA for a reason. And Mike Malone is one of the best coaches. So it's going to be a tall order. They're going to have to play a near or pretty much perfect game if they want to win. They showed they could, in flashes, they could do it last week. It's a tall order to ask them to do it again at home this time.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be, again, another huge test. How will the Raptors respond? And so now you're at home. That's where the comfort level comes in. Maybe the Raptors do show up here, coming off of a pretty poor road trip. My question is, can they just match the scoring from Denver? Because I know what I'm going to see from Denver. I expect Denver's offense to be rolling, also due to the fact that the Raptors' defense is suspect at times. So I think the Raptors offensively, you're going to need your guys. This is a team, this is a contender in the Western Conference. This is one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league. So this is a spot where you're going to need your guys. Fred VanVleet did not really show up in Los Angeles, okay? You want 30 M's, but I got 8 points from you. Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot have that happening. I cannot, all right? Also, Pascal Siakam, Noor touched on it. Really, 12 points, my brother? I can't have that from you, especially you're my all-star. We were talking about you. You want to be top five. You want to be All-NBA. He's capable of doing so. You never know. He might be an All-NBA type of guy, right, on that third team, but I cannot have him have only 12 points against a Lakers team, right? Now, and then you're going to talk about GTJ. Look, Gary Trent Jr., I like a lot, right? But we've always been talking about, can he stay consistent? Can he find a way to stay consistent? Because when he scores, I said this the other show, when he scores, the Raptors are a much better team and they win games when he scores. So tonight, I do expect him to show up. I think he's frustrated with how that last performance went for him, right? And we didn't expect that to happen, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a tough night for him, but I think he's going to respond tonight. And he's going to have to. Yeah. That's the only way that we're going to win this game.
Well, if you're saying that right now, Vegas might be agreeing with you because FanDuel has the Raptors favored tonight -1 at
home. Okay. I'm taking the Nuggets +1. The Nuggets are the best team in the NBA, and they're dogs to the Raptors at home. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it's the home factor. That's why, you know, FanDuel's giving them that edge. I think the Raptors, they disappointed me. I took them in both LA games.
You took them in every game, I thought, pretty much.
No, I took.
You took them in both.
Did I? I guess Denver too. Not in Denver.
You guys definitely took them a lot more than I did.
I didn't take them in Denver. I took them in LA.
We took them in LA. Not in Denver. Okay, I'm smart. But I do think this one, Denver gets it done. Right?
Oh, man.
The offense. I just don't know what Raptors team is going
to
show up tonight.
And can you count on OG and Scottie to put
30 points in the bucket?
Even 20. I'm saying just 20.
Well, can you count on Gary Trent to have 2 points tonight? We're not sure. We'll see what happens. Damn. But they also play the Thunder afterwards as well as the Timberwolves. Mm. Of those games, let's factor in Nuggets tonight, Thunder after, Timberwolves afterwards. You got 3 games at home. How many of those are the Raptors winning?
All 3 teams are better than them.
Thunder
have a better record than the Raptors.
Are they a better team than the Toronto Raptors?
I mean,
though?
They got guys that can put the ball in the basket a little bit more.
They get two? Yes, they do.
No, you see the way Anthony Edwards is playing?
Oh, wait. My bad. They lose 2. That's what I meant. Okay. They lose two. Excuse me. So and they win one, they beat the Timberwolves. That's a good team, right? The T-Wolves have been balling Edwards, but I think that one, for some reason, I have a feeling. But then when you're talking about the Thunder, Shea, that factor, I think he's going to show up. I don't know if we're going to be able to limit him and the guys around him. But, we're going to get one and then drop 2.
Look, both these teams got guys that can put the ball in the basket. And, you know, they play. Anthony Edwards is playing like an all-star. Did you see what he did last night?
I did see.
I pulled up actually right here. Look at this.
Yeah.
Bang!
Oh.
Bet you
look,
at the rim.
Look, man. Look.
What?
I know you said he's an all-star, right?
Is that not? Look at that.
That's
an all-star right there.
The problem is, I think the issue with these teams is, like, I see all these teams. They're great at what they do. I understand their talent and whoever they have. But I still understand the Raptors have that level of intense defense. But it's just like you said, what version of the team will show up? We have no idea. We never know if they're going to come in playing properly, playing smart, playing hard, playing with urgency. And I think if they can do all those things, the next 3 games, even against the Nuggets tonight, playing at home, they could take it if they play like the team that we know them to be. But the problem is they lack urgency. There's a lack of defense. We talk about defense a lot, but I think for me is a big lack of offense, because the defense obviously will keep you into games as it has the past couple of games, but those buckets will get you the win. And I'm just sad about what we're getting from the bench. I think that's going to be a big problem.
The bench, I do not expect to see that poor effort that we had in crypto against the Lakers. I think the bench is going to be
Will Banton is going to be available. We're also going to be seeing Delano Banton come down on top of that too. Coloco is also being called up from the G League to be part of
the Avengers.
I think they were even they were even debating bringing in Dalton Jr., but the only problem with him is that he has 7 games left, I believe, on his 2-way, so they want to kind of keep that in case they want to use him for for a sick day down the line or an injury. But this is what the team looks like right now. So real quick before we go, is it too late for sixth seed hopes?
Yeah. Oh yes,
they're closer to the bottom of the East than the.
To me, I said it like 2 weeks ago. We're not getting the six. There's just too much separation there, and I cannot trust this team to go on a stretch of wins. All right.
Well, Toronto Raptors, Jelani wants you to make him trust you. So please give us something tonight to hold on to. If not, don't worry. We got the Sacramento Kings next. So the Raptors are disappointing, but if you're looking for a new team, might I suggest the Sacramento Kings? Jelani here will walk us through it because he's the Sacramento Kings that admire one of their biggest fans in the Eastern Conference, yes. But they are doing well right now despite their loss to the Bucks last night, which still admirable, 124-133. I'll give them that against the Greek Freak, but they've won 8 games of their last 10. A couple of those wins have come against the Clippers, mind you, twice, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George twice, Suns and the New York Knicks. Guys, is the NBA ready to light the beam?
Sacramento is the best story in the NBA, Jelani, right?
Yes.
You've been a big proponent of lighting the beam all season. Look,
light it.
They've been horrible since like I was like 10 years old, yeah. Man. Back when I was like yay tall, right? You were just a young chap.
I was a young chap
back in the day. They haven't been good since Ron Artest was actually Ron Artest, not whatever name he is now.
Yeah, Meadow.
Right? This is a great story. Mike Brown has his team playing fast, exciting basketball. They score a whole bunch of points. They got two legitimate all-stars in De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. They got some good vet pieces like Harrison Barnes, who's been there. You know, they got, again, Trey Lyles was kind of acting a fool
yesterday. I don't know what that was about.
But they got young pieces like Keegan Murray. You know, Malik Monk's had a revelation this year. I really like this team and how they're built. The only problem is they don't play any defense. And,
I mean, who does nowadays, right?
No, but look at the West.
I'm
happy. Raptors. A team like Sacramento has been in the dumps for so long.
Yeah.
I'm glad their fans have a chance now to really rejoice and have something to celebrate. I feel bad for Boogie Cousins, though, who...
I think there was a tweet out or something the last time the Kings made the playoffs. She's the Man was in theaters.
Yeah, no, it's
like
been a long
time. The Spelling Bee movie was in the theaters too. So it's been a very long time.
06, 06.
What does that mean for you, Jelani?
It means a lot. Yeah. It means a lot because, look, I'm not a Kings fan, okay? I'm not a Kings fan. I'm a Raptors fan. But I love the movement that is going on right now in the capital of California. Ooh. Light the beam. Hashtag. Okay. I find that this is a new time, a new era in Sacramento, right? And I feel so happy. Justin pointed it out. The fans deserve this, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to talk about the Sacramento Kings should leave the city, should relocate.
Should have moved to Vancouver. There's talks we're going to move to Vancouver.
Yes, that is true. But the fans are diehard. They are loyal. They've been through it, and they show up all the time. Even when, you know, these years with Isaiah Thomas and you know, Boogie Cousins, those guys, they showed up, right? Tyreek Evans. So I think they deserve this. They deserve this moment. Now we'll see what happens as the playoffs roll around and matchups. We'll see who they got. But
what are your expectations? Not to catch you off guard.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go the Perkins route and say that they're going to the conference finals. Let's relax. Let's calm down because remember, this is a team that hasn't been here yet.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't have that experience. You're going to need that experience come playoff time. Right? But who I love is Mike Brown, right? Mike Brown, he came in and he's paid his dues across the league, okay? You're talking about a guy that was with the San Antonio Spurs and the Indiana Pacers as an assistant. He's got a championship with the Spurs. Then he got himself to Cleveland. We know the young Bron played under his watch, went to the finals. Coach of the year, by the way, in 2009. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen again, guys. It's going to happen again. He is the rightful coach of the year. Better be unanimous, actually, in my opinion. He's with what he's done with this franchise, please. 100%. All right. This has been a franchise, like we pointed out, since Tokyo Drift was dropped. They haven't done anything. Okay.
Did Tokyo Drift drop in 06?
06, sir. It's true. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I am sure. Tokyo Drift dropped that year. Promiscuous, my favorite track by Nelly Furtado. That came out that same year. It's been a long time, right? And if you're looking at it, first time since then that they actually have won 40-plus games, right? Brown is actually the second coach in the Sacramento. Remember, they were in Kansas City. In Sacramento history to get 40-plus wins. So things are on the come up for this team. And I'm happy for Sabonis, who I like. and De'Aaron Fox.
Outsider Sacramento Kings fan of Jelani Goodridge. Justin, for you though, De'Aaron Fox is the most clutch player in the league right now, coming in at legit number one, right over Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Buckets. He overturns Jimmy Buckets. He's averaging 26.8 points, 4.8 rebounds, 6 assists in the past 5 games, 50% from the field, 31% from 3. Clearly the Kings lucked out getting a guy like him. So how far can a guy like De'Aaron Fox take this team?
Well, we're going to see this year how far they're going to take him. Right? And I think when they drafted when they traded Tyrese Haliburton, there's a lot of chatter about why would you should trade De'Aaron Fox. Why wouldn't you keep Tyrese Haliburton? And Tyrese Haliburton's playing great. But what De'Aaron Fox brings is that elite speed and athleticism that is unguardable. Yep. When he takes the ball from one end of the court to the other, he's a blur. And you're seeing him put it all together. Look, you saw what he did to Lonzo Ball back in college.
Yes.
And that was a Lonzo guy. But at that moment, I saw this what this guy was capable of doing. And now you're seeing him put it all together. And now with Sabonis in the fold, they have a great duo. And now they have surrounded him with very good pieces on the side. And I think, look, I don't see them making it past the first round this year. Because if you look at the standings right now, they're the third seed. They're going to play the Clippers in the first round.
Like if it started today.
If it started today. With Memphis and everything going on with Ja, I see them taking a step back. And I think Sacramento might be the second seed in the Western Conference. Right? Could give them their benefit. Or
they did just get overtook by the Memphis Grizzlies. Like they were second, and but the Grizzlies popped
Again. We'll see what happens with Ja. I think the Grizzlies are going to take a step back.
I think based on the idea too, because there's a lot of other teams talked about that as well. There's teams that are struggling, teams that were unhealthy, teams that are dealing with off-court drama. You've had trades happen. We're looking at guys like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns getting Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Luka Doncic. I actually think the Mavericks are disappointing more than the Timberwolves. I know they were like the joke of the Western Conference, but right now I'm just like, I just want to see the Mavericks do something with Luka. I'm not seeing that right now. But anyway, the Timberwolves as well, they're just not getting anything together. So I know I'm happy for the Sacramento Kings fans. I'm happy for the city there. I'm happy for everybody. But I got to ask one question. If the West wasn't struggling the way that they are right now, would we see the Kings at their current standing?
Is the West really struggling, or is it just really
beating
up on each other?
They're all grouped together. Just, yeah. So I think
but the injuries and the trades and all those
factors. I think there's an opening here because of these injuries, right? But again, playoffs are so based on matchups. So if you're asking me about the T-Wolves, I think they could get the T-Wolves. The Mavericks, I get it. They have Luka and Kyrie. I think they could challenge them.
They can get anybody.
They can, right? We'll see what happens with other teams in the conference. But again, if they get the Clippers, right? I would give edge to the Clippers just based on experience. So we'll see what happens with the Kings. I like their parts, surrounding those two All-Stars, though. And the coaching with Mike Brown, what he did in Golden State, paid his dues, like I said. He's going to be a guy moving forward that will help the Kings get, more playoff appearances. We'll see what happens. The West is so tough. But I do trust them moving forward
this
with
Brown. This
will
be a great run for them to see what works, what doesn't work. Because as much as I think it's going to be great to see where they go, it's just teams can prepare for an offensive team in a series of 7. So we'll see what happens there. But the Kings are NBA's sweetheart and the Raptors are NBA's biggest disappointment. Please turn this shit around. Give us something to work for. Give us something to hang on to. Tonight, they take on the Nuggets. And let's see if the Raptors can give us an inkling of a team that we happen to know. I'm Nora Zainab, Jelani Goodridge-Reed, Justin Pooney. We'll catch you guys next time. Take care.